I just saw the 2022 film titled Amsterdam. This was a star-studded film with 3 Academy Award winners and 2 Oscar nominees. How could you go wrong with this set of cast? It also features an experienced director, David O. Russell, who's also listed as the writer of the film. Unfortunately, this, in my opinion, is the worst film that I've seen this year. It just dragged on and it was way too long for me. That's kind of cutting to the chase. If you don't want to listen to anymore, I get it. I want to run through all the A-listers really quick in the film. Christian Bale, Margot Robbie, John David Washington, Anya Taylor-Joy, Chris Rock, Michael Shannon, Mike Myers, Taylor Swift, although she's more of a singer than an actor, Timothy Oliphant, Zoe Saldana, Rami Malek, Robert De Niro. It just almost seems endless. How in the world do you have that kind of a cast and not do anything with the writing? The film was supposed to be covering a murder, but at the same time uncovering there was this plot to overthrow the president of the United States and install another government. It's just, by the midpoint of the film, you just don't care. It's just like the film kind of revolves around Christian Bale, Margot Robbie, and John David Washington's 3 characters that they sort of formed this friendship. And then there was this kind of a love relationship between Margot Robbie and John David Washington, which they didn't develop it at all. John David Washington played the part of Harold Woodman, and he was injured in, I guess, in the war, and she was patching him up. Next thing you know, they're a boyfriend, girlfriend. It was really strange. It just didn't make sense. And a lot of this film didn't make sense. You just didn't care. It wasn't interesting. The writing, I think I have to put it on the writing of the film. I'm not sure, but I'm assuming that in David O. Russell's previous movies that he did, which were really, really good, I'm assuming he didn't write them. This one needed better writing. It needed a different story. It needed a better script. And I hate to say this, but I have just watched a 2-star film called They/Them, and I got more out of it. I think I have more fulfillment from watching that and learned more than I ever would get out of watching this film. And for that reason, I can only give this film 1 star and recommend people do not see it. If there's one redeeming thing about the film, was that I did see it in the IMAX at the Edwards Theater in Ontario. It just reminded me of how beautiful a theater that is. And unfortunately, this was opening weekend. There was only like 2 other people in that whole theater. From that point of view, it was disappointing. There were a few scenes that were shot beautifully and were very cinematographic, if that's a word. So there was some really nice scenes, and it looked especially good on the IMAX theater.